I am sitting in the headquarters for Successful Farming Magazine, and today we're doing, I guess the way I'm calling it, Scott and Lauren, is a live remote from the headquarters to talk about the new agriculture.com. So here I have with me Scott Mortimer and also Lauren Cruz. Guys, why don't you first of all tell me what each of you do? Scott, I know that you're is it publisher? Is that the title?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Yep.
And Lauren?
Editor-in-chief.
Editor-in-chief. Okay. Well, this is a big day. I know that the website has actually been up live for a little while. And you know what? It just makes perfect sense to me that you don't announce that it's live and everybody goes there the moment you flip the switch, because we've flipped that switch before, and sometimes you got a little more tweaking to do there. So I imagine there's been some of that going on. Let's first of all, you know, agriculture.com, which frankly is probably one of the best domain names there could be in this industry, frankly. What kind of prompted you to decide that this was a time that it needed to be rebuilt? Because that's essentially what you've done.
Yeah, Chuck, and thanks for being here, and we're thrilled to host you and thrilled to have you with us. This has been about a two-year journey for us. We have spent a considerable amount of time and internal resources doing some market research and really relying on, and Lauren can speak more to this, but relying on our subject specialists and under the leadership of John Walter, who I know you'll talk to later today about, you know, what needed to be done. And it had been 6+ years since we had done any major site re-engineering, we felt it was the time, and our users were telling us it was the time, combined with the fact that the world's changed out there, and there's lots of ways for lots of new tools and new opportunities for people to, for example, share information that we wanted to absolutely make sure was an integral part of what we were doing. You know, community's always been a key central part to what we've done with the website back to its founding days on May 10th of 1995. So we were fortunate to have community as a central theme to what we did. It's still a huge part of what we do, and as we put the site together, we wanted to make sure that there was an absolute opportunity for people to share and to communicate and to engage with each other.
Well, I'm looking forward to learning more about that, because that you mentioned things changing. Boy, it seems like just in the last about 6 years, we have seen major changes, and they keep happening. And I mean, even though we won't get into it here, but just as a little side anecdote, Google announcing that their Wave feature, whatever you want to call it, I never could personally figure out where this was going to go, but basically they're killing the idea. It's, you know, so a lot of new things out there, ways to try to communicate, and how do we fit that into an institution that's got a legacy of a long time supplying information to farmers and ranchers. How challenging was this, Lauren, from the standpoint of figuring out how you might try to pull in with new technology to essentially distribute the information you're known for?
Well, one of our advantages here at Meredith is we have a lot of expertise in our company, and it's their job to follow these trends and keep up with all of these new technologies, and so we're able to tap into that expertise and evaluate that and apply what we believe is best for our readers, and it's always evolving, and we're always looking, and we will keep updating this site even as we launch it now.
So you described this lengthy process, which, as you said, you included, I guess, working with your audience to figure out what they want and all. Describe the team that had to do all this. I mean, actually, I'm assuming that there were multidisciplinary, multi-departmental folks involved in making decisions to get this done.
Well, we start here internally, of course, with our leadership team, Scott, and his team of sales and marketing experts, and then us on the content side with John Walter, who was the driving founder of agriculture.com back in 1995. So he's been with this all the way. He's seen the evolution of what's come and gone in this whole revolution of communications and different channels to choose from. And so then we also have, of course, the great expertise within Meredith, mm-hmm. all of the people involved in that across this company and the various connections that we have outside of our industry through that. And so we can bring these folks all together and sort of talk about what we ought to do, what we need to do, as well as listen to our audience very carefully. Of course, most everything we do here starts with our audience to be where they are and to try and be ahead of where they are.
Well, you mentioned John. Of course, we call him the social media superstar since we have seen him next to Jeff Caldwell, who I will be talking with later also, holding up a Men Award for your efforts in that. So got to get that in there for John's sake.
He deserves it. Certainly does.
I guess a question, because there has been so much talk within the agricultural communications industry, the agri-marketing business, about these new technologies. We've embraced them, moving out of, personally out of the broadcasting side. But coming from a magazine standpoint, where we weren't, we're now all sort of converged into doing some of the same applications or using some of the same channels, but one thing I think is still key, and I can look into, I'm sure in the publishing business as well as we can the broadcast, where people have a great idea and think this is wonderful, and yet nobody ever goes, visits, listens, reads. You've got to have good content. So we're going to be talking about a lot of the technology driving this today, but at the same time, we need to not lose focus on the content, the information, and the people who produce it. How would you?
You are so right, Chuck. It is all about the content, and of course, the content, it has to be right for the audience. So you have to be very, very much in touch continually with your audience, so that you are harvesting and delivering to them the right content in the various channels and forms that they want it. And that, of course, is always evolving too. So we're always staying very close to all of that. But it's also an attitude, which I think was established here when we launched agriculture.com as a brand new business. And back in 1995, that it took everybody chipping in, just like we did back on the farm. When you have to get the work done, you got to get the hay in the barn before the rain. Everybody chips in, and so our staff started from the standpoint, although we all came here for the most part to write for a monthly magazine. Right. Now we have the chance to contribute to a whole new way of serving our readers instantaneously, breaking news. And so we could throw all of the staff, our content specialists, into that, into helping make this site rich in content and right from the beginning.
Well, let's look, because you kind of have multiple audiences, and obviously the farmers, the ranchers, who this is all about, trying to communicate information to them, about them, from them. But you've also got to support this, because we're in business to make a profit so that we can continue to do this. From the advertiser side, how would you describe, in this process, taking them into account in terms of what you're now able to offer them?
Yeah, and I'm glad you brought that up, Chuck, because that's an absolute critical component. And when we thought through our plans and processes for putting the site together, we absolutely thought of it as a three-legged stool. So we wanted the farmer involved in the process, we wanted the agri-marketer involved in the process, and obviously we want the publisher involved in the process. And we think all three need to have a seat at the table. And so the things that we have built in the new features that we have integrated into the site absolutely have the opportunity for the agri-marketer to be a part of it, not only from new and creative ad units, from wallpaper and pencil ads and all sorts of video integration and that type of thing, but also what we'll talk about a little later is the opportunity of what we're calling persona pages, where marketers get a chance to upload press releases, videos, company information into the site, and it gets integrated throughout the entire site as well. So the agri-marketing partner is very, very important to us, as you can understand, in this whole process, and we absolutely wanted them to have a seat at the table and be part of the conversation.
Well, I actually saw a magazine in Kurt's office showing off some new technology today. I know that's not our focus here, but to open a magazine and watch video was pretty cool as far
quite,
as I was
quite
concerned.
Quite a deal. Yep.
but I think that shows how I'm just going to make a guess here that what I saw in there probably ties in on the website somewhere too. And so, you know, it's amazing how we can put these technologies together today, and I won't profess to know what tomorrow is going to be like, but looking at tomorrow, then how would you describe, sort of looking down the road a little bit? This has been a major project, took a long time to do, but where do you sort of see things going as we look ahead? I mean, anything you might want to say in terms of what you're already thinking about, even beyond the new agriculture.com?
Well, I would answer that as. And we have a philosophy around our shop that every week's like finals week. So you kind of learn what you get tested on it every week. But next week's a new week, and especially in this space where the technology and the advances are happening at such a rapid pace, we will never sit here and profess that we got all the answers. Mm-hmm. And we've learned a lot, and we've gotten very good at some things. But I think you have to have the philosophy of coming to work every day saying, okay, that's great, but what else is coming? And I will tell you what's next for us that we'll press into very, very quickly and very hard is in the mobile space. You know, it's our research indicates that smartphones are proliferating, you know, across the farmers are using them at a rapid adoption rate. And so our next launch in the next week to 10 days is going to be a new mobile platform for them.
Great. Very interesting. We had a little mobile announcement of our own last week, so I'm right with you.
Yep.
There. I hope that a lot of people in agricultural marketing have, whether they've figured out how or what to do, have seen that has been a growing, that's been coming. I mean, these things like the new iPhone to the Droid to, you know, Motorola's got some pretty big announcements, I think, that are going to come out. You know, I'm openly a Mac fan, but you know what? It's all the devices work, and they work better and better every day. So I'll be interested to see how that comes out. Anything else right now that we ought to touch on for folks that are in the agricultural marketing community about what you've done with agriculture.com that they need to know?
Well, I would say that we've made it very inviting for everyone to participate in mm-hmm. lots of ways, and ways that really, I believe, not only bring value from the participant to all the others who mm-hmm. use the site, but to themselves as well. For example, you can market things that you have to sell. You can make it real easy to promote products that you have or services that you have as a farmer yourself. And, of course, you can join in making real quick contributions on weather and so forth that collectively, very quickly, can give a good impression of really what's going on out there on the land for others to know and for you to help make decisions from yourself on based on that.
So are you looking for feedback? Do you want, let's just say they're one of your sponsors, your advertisers, or farmers for that matter, If people want to, you know, let you know what they think or maybe have ideas or suggestions, I'm just guessing there's a way to do it if they go to agriculture.com, but we might want to go ahead and point them in the right direction when they get there.
Well, they can always contact me, and when I'm with farmers, I always aggressively ask, because I want to hear their comments, as well as with our agri-marketing customers, because we want to know what they think as well, because we want this site to be very highly usable and highly valuable for everyone who can benefit from what's on there.
All right. Well, I know we're going to go through some more detail during the day here, but I've had the chance here to speak with Scott Mortimer and Lauren Cruz with Successful Farming, part of the Meredith Publishing family. So here from Des Moines, where we're live remote covering this launch of the newagriculture.com, I'm Chuck Zimmerman.